Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Love to Live Healthy. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick, and welcome to our YouTube podcast episode. I'm a weight loss nutrition specialist. I have clients all over the world who text and email me daily for weight loss. We have amazing results. So I'm here to share all of my knowledge with all of you so you can look and feel your best every day. Okay, so today's episode is so fun, but it's really such a realistic thing once you understand what it is. Are you a shark? Are you a turtle or are you a snail when it comes to weight loss? Really, when it comes to anything in life, but we're going to focus on weight loss today. So basically what I'm going to start with, I have so many clients in every area. I have sharks, I have turtles, and I have snails, okay? So I'm going to tell you the difference and I want to see what you relate to and also what you want to relate to. You know, where do you want to be? And I'm going to give you also at the end what I think is best for everyone out of the three. Okay, that might surprise you. So let's start with a shark. A shark is a person who is on all the time. They are 110% forward. They move at speed lightning. You know, they just do not go off program. They are on. If they go to a restaurant, they make sure what they order and they make sure it comes like that or they'll send it back. Okay. What's important to them is that they are on all the time. Even their cheat day, they are so in tune of what they're taking in. They don't just wing it. They don't just go for it all. They know what they're taking on their cheat day because they're sharks. They have that mindset of just 100% always on. Now, my sharks weren't always sharks. And that's why they're sharks. For one, they're sharks because they've lived not being sharks and they didn't like it. It's not who they are. They don't feel good. My sharks generally feel great all the time because they're always on. They lose their weight. They get great results every week because there's never a hiccup or a speed bump, no matter what. No matter what is going on in their life, they're on. It could be vacation. It could be a night out. Whatever it is, if it's not their cheat day, they are 100% on. And like I said, even if it is their cheat day, they know what they're doing. They're not like waking up just eating. They even have their cheat days planned. Okay. Now, a lot of times my sharks are sharks, like I said, because they don't like not being a shark. They don't like that feeling of not being in control. They don't like that feeling of not knowing what they're doing and being off program because they just don't feel good, okay? My sharks, like I said, generally feel good all the time. But a lot of my sharks are also sharks because they don't know how to not be sharks. And when I say this, it's they're like more of an all or nothing. They are either on 1,000% or they're off. They don't know an in-between. And because they don't know an in-between, it's almost like somebody who never had to study and then all of a sudden has to study. They don't know how. That's kind of like what a shark is. They only know how to be a shark or not be a shark. And they don't like not being a shark. So they're always a shark and they're always on 7 days a week. It's exhausting, but they always feel good. They always are in tune. I see the text messages. They are on all the time. They know what they're doing. They know in advance if they're going out to dinner. They are on it. Okay. And their results are always there. They get up in the morning, I guarantee you, they have no problem what they're wearing. They go on vacation. They are in a good place. They don't even have to plan for it. Sharks are on all the time. Now, let's go to a turtle. Turtles, well, they move along slowly, but they're always in the right direction, okay? They basically will have hiccups and speed bumps, but it's a moment. It's an extra couple of drinks in a day, but then they go right back on. It may be an extra meal or an extra snack, or they were at the table and they had bread when they went out to eat, but the rest of the dinner was on. You know, they're turtles because they're constantly moving forward, but they do have speed bumps and they do have little hiccups, but they keep going. They don't make one hiccup into a whole week, okay? They don't make one slip up into a fall and stay down. They basically get right back on and keep moving forward. They are okay with getting slower results, but they're in that mindset where they have a little flexibility. And of course, everybody always wants faster results, but they're okay with it because they're okay with having a little flexibility. They enjoy their life. There's no restriction because when they do go out, if they do have something a little extra, they always say, okay, I'm going to do this, but I know I won't see the results this week, or I won't see as good as results this week, and I'm okay with that. It's a specific mindset. You know, it's something that's learned. Most people need to learn it. They just don't do it because it's usually the combination from going from a snail to a turtle to a shark and, you know, vice versa. So it's something that takes time because we always want immediate results. But then when we realize how strict we have to be like a shark, it's not always easy to do. And that sometimes right there will motivate you just to be like, okay, I'm okay being a turtle because I am great with whatever results I get. As long as I'm moving forward, I'm always in the right direction. I'm constantly reaching goals, even though it's slower than a shark. But if I have a hiccup, it's not the end of the world. I keep moving forward. Let's go to a snail. It's very difficult. Snail is a completely different mindset because most of the time, most snails get in their own way all the time. They make some ground and then they get in their way and they stop. And they stay there. And it could be a week, it could be a month, depending on who they are. They want it. All three want it just as bad as the other. All three, whether you're a snail, whether you're a turtle, whether you're a shark, you always want it. And I never doubt that. I don't even look at my clients like, well, you're not working as hard as, you know, a shark. So you don't want it as much as them. No. A lot of times, and I've said this in past podcasts, it's your life at the moment of what you got going on, what you have going on your plate. Sometimes it's your willpower and that is on you, but sometimes you just don't have that mindset to be as strong as you need to be. Everyone is different. So I never doubt that everyone wants it, but a snail, they want it, but they're always in their own way. They will go on and they'll be like, I want to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be 100%. They'll go out to dinner Wednesday night, have one extra drink and eat everything on the table. Now, you would think like, okay, well, if you know you do that, don't have the drink when you go out. They do it anyway, the week after. And it's little things like that, that they're constantly sabotaging themselves. And what happens is they'll get a little ground. They'll be excited in their way, slows them down or puts them at a stop. And they don't move forward. And again, it could be for a week. It could be for a month. So snails are very difficult. It's something you definitely don't want to be if you don't have to be. It's okay to be it sometimes, but it's definitely a hard way of life because you want it, like I said, but you're really not putting the work in enough to see results. Every time you see results, again, it's like that roller coaster. You see them, then they come back. Then, you know, you lose 5 pounds, but then you gain it back. And you're doing this all because you keep getting in your own way. So that's what's so difficult about a snail. Now, the thing with a snail, what I find, snails are never happy being turtles. And this is why it's so hard and this is not what you want to be. And I really want you to think about this part of what I'm saying more than the entire podcast. And hopefully this makes sense to you. But this part is really where you're going to relate to this and figure out where you are right now and where you want to be and what's the best place for you. Now, a snail, most of the time, never wants to be a turtle. A snail always wants to be a shark. So what they do, and I see this so many times with my clients, they will over-restrict. I'm not going to have any snacks this week. You know, I'm going to exercise twice a day. They'll do such unrealistic things. And so many times I'll say, why are you doing that? You can't even stay on a regular program of your meals and snacks. Why are you going to over-restrict? First, you have to stay on a regular week or 2 weeks or a month, your regular weight loss before you can start restricting things. You're doing the extreme. Snails tend to do the extreme so they can go right to shark and see the best results. And yes, sometimes that works for a week or two. And guess what? As soon as you get in your own way again, you don't only put the weight back on that you lost, you end up gaining more. And then now you're starting 2 weeks back. So that's why I say snails always get in their own way. So if this is you, a lot of times, if you're doing the extreme because you want those shock results, you can't do that. You have to go from a snail to a turtle. Now, I said before, sharks are amazing. They always have great results. You know, it's exhausting. You have to be in that mindset to be that. But sharks most of the time don't know how to be a turtle. Again, just like I said, which is so true, is just like a snail will go to a shark, wants to be a shark. If a shark's not a shark, they go right to a snail. So that's why those two are not the best scenarios, even though if you were going to pick a snail or a shark and you were going to do one, definitely, of course, you want to be the shark because at least you're getting results through it. But most of the time, a snail wants to be a shark, does not know how to be a turtle. And most of the time, a shark will go from a shark to a snail if they're not in shark mode. The only difference is sharks most of the time, real sharks, you know, who are mentally in that mindset all the time, that go 100 miles an hour, they're usually sharks 90% of the time and a snail 10%. You know, if they do have an off, it's not a lot. Okay, now let's go to the turtle, because the turtle, in my opinion, is who you want to be. And this is why. Like I said before, turtles move at their pace. They've learned the flexibility of, okay, if I go off, it's not the end of the world. I just get right back on. I'm okay with having slower results because I'm always moving forward. I'm always in the right direction. They learn how to live with hiccups. They learn how to live with those little speed bumps and keep going. Okay. It doesn't stop them. And they get to their goal and they know how to keep the weight off. Now, what's exciting about a turtle, which I see a lot, turtles can go into shark mode. And it's not for long durations. It's usually like right before vacation, the week or two before vacations, they'll go into shark mode because they want to be their best, you know? So all this time, they're turtles, they're doing great. You know, they've got slower results, but they're moving in the right direction and they're doing the right thing. But they do go into shark mode when they need to. It's just not all the time. They can't live there. I see it a lot, especially before vacation or before like a wedding. You know, they go into shark mode. It could be for a week. It could be for 2 weeks. It could be for a month. But most of the time, it's usually around like a week or two. A month is usually if it's a wedding. And I never see it for more than a month from a turtle, okay? Because they just cannot live in shark mode. They don't want to live in shark mode. It's too stressful. It's too much for them. And if they tried to live in shark mode, they end up like a snail. So my opinion, turtle is where you want to be, okay? You want to be a turtle. You want to move. You want to have good results, but it's okay if you have a hiccup. Slow and steady. That's why they say it. Slow and steady wins the race. I don't know if you watched my Instagram this week. I was so excited because so many of my clients that had results, not huge results, just results. They were very happy and they kept saying, you know, I'm okay with being a turtle. I love the slow and steady. I'm learning to live this way. It's giving me the flexibility. That perfect is just too much for my life right now. And I just feel good moving forward and in the right direction. That is the right way. Okay. And listen, all three, like I said before, I know all three want it. And I'm not going to say there's a wrong way because, you know, even a snail, they keep trying. And, you know, that's a big thing. They keep trying to move forward. And what the whole thing you're hoping for is that when you're a snail, you click. And it finally clicks and you go to a turtle mentally. You know, it clicks mentally and you go to a turtle. So that's what's great about a snail. You're trying, even when you're constantly getting your own way, even when you start over and over and over on the program because you just can't get it for whatever's going on in your life, whether it's willpower, whether it's your life situation at the time, you do keep trying. And my heart goes out to the snails because I know they want it, but I love that they keep trying. That's why they're not slugs. Slugs, I don't even talk about slugs. They don't even move. So nobody wants to ever be a slug. But we all have times in our life where we might be a snail. Some people stay there longer than others. But if you are, keep trying. Just keep giving it that effort. No matter how many times you get in your way, it will click and you will become a turtle. Turtles are the best. Slow and steady. They learn to live the program. They learn how to live with hiccups in their life and get right back on. They see results. It's just so much less stress on you. And then, of course, my sharks. I have some sharks that will just always be sharks. That's just function, you know? And that's okay, too. My sharks are great because that's where they belong. The only time you don't want to be a shark is if you're forcing yourself to be a shark because, you know, you just won't stay there. My sharks just do everything in life that way. So these are the three, and I think they give you such a good way to look at life
and to look at your weight loss. It's okay. The middle, it's okay to be a turtle. It's okay to do the right thing slowly.
It's okay to be a turtle. It's the best, in my opinion. But if you're a shark, that's fantastic too. It's great to go from a turtle to a shark. And it's fine to be a snail. Just keep trying, keep moving. And your goal as a snail should be to click into a turtle, not to go from a snail to a shark. And I think for my snails out there, if you try to do that, if you try to go from a snail to a turtle, you're going to get such better results. Don't do the extremes. Don't give up snacks. Don't exercise, twice a day. Don't do things that you can't do or that are not realistic for you at this time, because it's not going to help you. Your goal as a snail, and you know who you are, go into a turtle mode. Go into slow and steady and be okay with it. I promise you, when you do that, after doing that for a while is when you will eventually see some shark moments. And even if it's for a day, a week, you will see those shark moments, but it's after you've lived in the turtle life for a time where you're good with that slow and steady. Okay, so I hope everybody relates to that. I hope everyone understands. And if you have any questions, always email me, innovationjosephine@gmail.com. I would love to help you. I would love to answer your questions. And if you have a topic you'd like me to cover, I'd love to do it. So I hope everyone has the most amazing week. And for everyone who's interested, starting Monday, we're doing Instagram Live. I'm going to answer questions that you have live on Instagram at 7 p.m., I think it is. We are going to email it out. We'll post it too on our Instagram. I'll be answering questions to help you set up for your weight loss week so you get the best results every week. Okay? So again, think about it. Are you a shark? Are you a turtle? Are you a snail? Are you a turtle with shark moments? Are you a snail trying to get into a turtle? Don't be a snail trying to go to a shark. Think about where you are. Think about who you want to be and how you want to live. And I think that'll answer a lot of your questions. Okay? Good luck to you all. Have the best day. Have the best week. Much love, hug, and kisses.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.